Victoria, VICTORIA Cole, CLE 516-1992. This is a 32-year-old woman with history of gastroesophageal reflux, PCOS, prediabetes, neuropathy, DJD, and mixed hyperlipidemia. Comes in today because she's having left pain, left leg pain. The pain is located behind the left knee. She has had history of varicose veins and has had work done on her legs a few times since 2001, and she was concerned about a possible DVT period. Patient also started running. She ran a 5K a couple of weeks ago. Ever since then, she's been having pain behind the knee. She's a banker, a teller at the bank. She does a lot of standing up. COVID immunization, up to date, times two. Medication, metoprolol succinate, 25 milligram a day. Aldactone, 25 milligram a day. Duloxetine, 60 milligram a day. Metformin, 1,000 milligram total a day. Pepcid, 40 milligram a day. Medical problems, gastroesophageal reflux, PCOS, neuropathy, prediabetes, hyperlipidemia, DJD, no history of ulcer, no GI bleeding reported. Surgery, varicose veins numerous times since 2021. Social, no smoking, no drinking. She's married. Her period is going on now. Her and her husband don't want to have any children at this time, but she's not doing anything. They're using protection for her husband when they have sex. Family history, no diabetes, breast cancer, colon cancer. Reported allergy, sulfur. She weighs 221 pounds, up 1 pound from a month ago, 98%, 97.9, 70, 83, 117 over 67, heart positive, small positive, restored, lungs clear, abdomen soft, neck shows JVD, skin shows no rash, calves have good range of motion, no redness, no heat, negative Holman test, there's tenderness behind the left knee. Examination of the calf via ultrasound shows no DVT, but a 3.2 centimeter Baker cyst is present on the left side, period. The paragraph, patient needs to watch her weight. She's going to call her previous physician who told her whether or not she wanted to get on Ozempic because of PCOS, and I told her she needs to do that ASAP. So they're going to get her a prescription for Ozempic and do the pre-authorization. Next number, I want her to take baby aspirin every day with history of varicose veins. As long as she has no stomach issues, next number, ASRAP to the left knee for Baker cyst, next number, two Tylenol to Aleve twice a day, next number, come back in a week, next number. If she gets worse, there's redness, heat, or worsening symptoms, she will come back right away. Next number, finding discussed with patient at length before leaving. Next number, continue with current meds. Next number, PCOS. Next number, gastroesophageal reflux. Next number, always take medications with food. Next number, we repeated her echocardiogram from before. There's no significant change. Next number, there's no more history of bloating. She took Bentyl a year ago at one time, but no issues at this time. Next number is low back pain, stable. Next number is degenerative disc disease. Next number is neuropathy. Next number is stool goiacs, have always been negative. Next number, blood work has been done up to date. Next number, her TSH was normal previously here at the office. Next one's vitamin D was slightly low. Next one's fatty liver remains the same. Next one's abnormal period related to PCOS. Next number, palpitation made us repeat the echocardiogram. There was no change. Next number, because of chronic vertigo, we did look at her carotid ultrasound again. That was within normal limits. Thank you.